Welcome to Heart of Iowa, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in Central Iowa. I'm your host today, Cynthia McClure, and the Heart of Iowa is promoting KHOI's evening DJs. This is an opportunity for you to hear what we have to offer in the evenings here on your community-supported radio. Merle on the Move is a sports, hip-hop, and social-political show with a blend of great music and guests stopping in to discuss their viewpoints. One of the celebrity viewpoints that started Merle on the Move was Dave Chappelle when he visited Iowa in 2013. From that point on, Merle has been a fixture on KHOI and has worked with many people finding out what is really going on in the Midwest. If you are interested in finding out more on Merle on the Move, go to Facebook or email brickhousemanagementgroup@gmail.com. That's brickhousemanagementgroup@gmail.com. You can also listen to Merle on the Move every Saturday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Rick Morrison interviewed another KHOI evening DJ, the creator and host of Rock of Ages, Gildy, whose love of classic rock brings out the hidden gems, deep tracks, and unheard music from great bands throughout the years. He looks far and wide to find the songs that no one will have heard or maybe never even known about, songs that have not received the radio time they deserve. Fans and listeners can contact Gildy by email at gildy1968@gmail.com. That's gildy1968@gmail.com. If you put Rock of Ages on the subject line, abbreviated as R-O-T-A, he'll know what you mean. So Rock of Ages, R-O-T-A, on the subject line when you email him. You can also contact Gildy on Facebook. Just look for Rock of Ages. You can hear Gildy's Rock of Ages show every Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. These DJs have gained recognition for their style and expertise in presenting not only music, but ideas to our listening audience, showing that they are receptive to the changes happening in our community, as well as respecting music of the past. I hope you enjoy our original programming here on the Heart of Iowa on KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames.
Welcome everybody back to Merle on the Move. We're going to do a little interview special since tonight is the show at DG's Top House. So in the studio, we got some people, some artists performing tonight. Before they go on, we're going to do a little interview. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Go ahead, my man.
What's happening, man? It's Young Drank.
What's up? And who else we got?
We got TS3.
That's right. And where you guys from?
Des Moines.
DMI.
DMI. Now, I thought the Des Moines abbreviation was DSM. It's DMI.
DMI.
I've been noticing that on social sites, so that's what's up.
Dirty Money Island.
That's what's up. I'm feeling that. It's a Midwest thing.
Midwest.
Yeah, my whole motto is to turn Des Moines to the new Motown.
Yeah, man, that sounds good. I see you said that on Facebook a while ago, man. And I kind of feel it, man. It's a strong toe.
It's a movement. You know what I'm saying?
It's the center of the map.
You know what I'm saying? You got Omaha, you got Kansas City, you got Illinois, you got Missouri, you got Minnesota, you got Wisconsin. All we right here.
She got me up all night, yeah. Constant drinking and love song. She got me up all night, yeah. Down and out with these
And even then, when you think about it, Motown started, didn't nobody know about what was going on with their city until Motown went bang and everybody knew what was happening.
That's what's up. And it's a hip hop thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing about what we're going to do is try to change the perception of hip hop, put some good music back out there. So let's go ahead and talk about y'all projects, which y'all been working on a little bit. As a matter of fact, let's start here. What are y'all doing tonight?
Well, tonight we got the show out here in Ames. We just drove up here from DMI. About to go ahead and shut the stage down for Merle on the Move.
How many tracks y'all gonna do tonight?
Man, we doing 6 tracks.
Turn up.
Doing 6. Hey,
kill him.
It's not a lot of people doing 6 tracks, but we gonna go ahead and do that.
Alright. Also, let's talk about some of the projects. You've been doing shows in Des Moines for a while, right? What kind of shows y'all been doing?
Man, quite a while, man. The last show that we did was for Ritz. We opened up for Ritz at Crazy Cafe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the show before that was another big name, Crooked Eye.
Crooked Eye, that's what's up.
Yeah.
What, now him, Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz, and
Royce da 5'9".
Royce da 5'9".
Make Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse. That's what's up. That's a catalog of artists right there to put on one track. Something like I'm trying to do for this Midwest anthem. It's and like I said, it's not something that hasn't been done, putting a bunch of artists that's grinding.
Right.
So you guys, I don't look at you guys as just as artists. You guys are grinders. You know what I'm saying? You guys out there working.
Right. It's not about just putting a whole bunch of artists on an album. It's putting quality over quantity.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You got to put actual artists out here doing it and actually putting forth for the Midwest on an album.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody's out here doing it for the Midwest and is making moves and actually making noise, and you put all the people that's making noise, I mean, you have no
it's
choice
a win.
But to
it's
hear
it. It's a win-win.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not something that hasn't been done, but it's something that hasn't been done like this. You know what
it's
I'm
something
saying?
That needs to
yeah,
be
it's
done.
Something you got a bunch of artists that's out there working hard, that's representing in different areas, not in the same area.
Right.
But
right.
here in the Midwest, and you put them all together and put them on a track, man, it's almost unstoppable because everybody's going to promote in their own areas.
Right,
so their
exactly.
fans are going to become fans of other people.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you start a movement. Now, to me, if you get a good group of artists, I believe that I don't believe in the pay to play. You know what I'm saying? Paying for
right.
slots. What do you do that?
Right.
You hear that?
I want you to perform, so you gotta pay me.
Pay me $100. You can go on stage
right.
for 5 minutes.
I understand. Now, I understand if the artist is not a great artist, is a new artist.
Right.
But why are you putting him on your show then?
Right. If he ain't,
you expecting to have a busted show if you putting busted artists on your show?
There's a lot of janky promoters out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you got good artists, the artist can sell the show for you just off their reputation of being on your show.
That's
all you gotta
all
do is put
artist.
It together.
I mean. But then again, it falls on the promoter too, man. If the promoter ain't got that A1 credibility up under his belt, you know what I mean? Then it falls on the promoter.
It's a hand of glove. It's a hand of glove thing.
Right,
yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And to what I'm seeing around here, I'm noticing how, because I've been watching shows since
right.
since I got involved in this. I've been, you know, involved in some shows and also, you know, monitoring other shows. And I'm not a hater. I'm never, if a guy's not having, I've seen some shows that bombed. I mean, bombed. I hope that this don't happen to us, but you know, but I real talk, you know, I've been a fan and also a student of it. Okay. So the thing is, you got to network. You can't, this whole Midwest, I've said this before, this whole Midwest area, it's like an attitude of opposition. If you ain't from my camp, if I don't know you, I'm not doing business with you. Just because I don't know you, you're not my people. How do they become people if you just got that attitude? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm trying to break, because the movement is stronger than us. It's good artists here. Name me one famous rapper from Des Moines. I'm talking about, it got a deal that made good money.
T-Boss.
Huh?
T-Boss is over on Gillette.
Huh?
Right off Forest Park.
Say one more time. Say hun again.
Huh?
I'm talking about a big artist. I'm talking about a major artist. It's none.
Huh?
It's none from Des Moines. It's none from Omaha.
Huh?
It's none
T-Boss.
From Minnesota. It's
huh?
none from Wisconsin.
TLC.
There's some gang.
From TLC? Okay, that's different. I'm saying TLC. Grinding like, you know,
all yeah, that's TLC.
But that's
yeah.
like, I mean, he,
that's different.
You
though.
Brung up right. the R&B.
I'm just saying that genre. That's like said name one. But even she don't claim it, but at the same time, she's from yeah. Gillette, right off Forest Park.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's T-Boz. Yeah. Lead singer,
we talking about independent artists.
She better off claiming Denver, because that's where a majority of her family
that
was based.
True.
When,
yeah, wow, that's true.
That's
information I didn't know. Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying?
That's some information I didn't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from the Midwest that don't claim the Midwest.
Yeah.
And on the Midwest anthem, I put it out there, like, Ludacris, he's
from
claiming
Chicago.
Atlanta, but he's actually from Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not from Chicago, but he's from Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was born in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
but he's claiming Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
There's true. A lot of people that make it big and just forget about the Midwest, but we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
We
birth a lot of stuff.
Long time.
We birth a lot of stuff around here.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do. The way to get that exposure is you gotta network. Like I said, the way they do it in Atlanta, man, you can look at any video. Jeezy just came out with a new video, you know what I'm saying? And you got Rich Homie Quan, you got T.I., you got people that show up that ain't even on the same label. They show up in a video to show love and support because of T.I. And he put a stamp on his people gonna be down
yeah,
with that.
Exactly.
That's
the whole
thing. And that's what we gotta do. Because we can't network like they
you
do.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what it is. Support those that support you.
Right.
That's all it is. If somebody is holding you down, you're doing them a crime if you don't hold them down back. You're doing them a crime.
Hey, you really is, man. And that's how it's been. It's been like that since for a long time, man. Back when I first got started rapping back in 03, man. And it's been like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in the footwork. Everybody help everybody. And if you ain't helping nobody, then you ain't trying to help yourself.
Exactly. You're trying to help yourself. Name some of your influences, Brink.
Man, some of my influences would be my mom.
Shout out, mom.
shout out
to the
mom.
That was the same, man. That was a good answer.
I love you, mom. There you go.
Nah, you know what I'm
saying? She will hear this.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, rappers, I mean, I got quite a few, you know what I'm saying, that influenced me, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really put fingers on the touch base to say this one.
Who you think is hot right now besides y'all crew? In the industry, who you think is hot?
In the industry?
And who you listening to? Who you listen to?
Oh, man. I listen to a mass majority. Man, I listen from Atlanta to the Bay. One of my favorite rappers, I can't say, is E-40, though.
E-40. E-Fonzarelli.
I could dig
Shout out to E-40.
Uncle 40 Water.
What's up, 40 Water?
You dig what I'm saying?
TS3, who you listening to right now?
I mean, I can pinpoint mine. You know what I'm saying? I grew up, my dad listened to old school since I was in the car. So, I mean, I listened to Slick Rick. You know what I'm saying? Rakim.
Okay, that's Rakim.
All old school.
That's
this new school. Thought this, yeah. that, third.
Back old school was storytelling.
Got rocks.
Right, this, yeah. That, yeah, back
that's,
yonder.
That's blowing me right
back
now.
Yonder.
You know what I'm saying?
That stop and go. We call that stop and go rap.
Yeah, it's
da da da.
It's bad right now.
Da 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 da.
I got thoughts. I got rocks. I got, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody. Okay, cool. In 2 years, what you got?
Mm.
Nothing. You got rotten teeth and a chick that ain't worth nothing.
Trying to so, put your gold fronts over.
Right. You know,
turn up.
It's nothing.
Yes,
I mean, there's stories that's being told back in the days. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm a lyricist.
Right on, bro.
I feel like I'm one of the best lyricists in the Midwest. And I got that from listening to real lyrics.
Coming up on it. That's what's
right.
Up.
That's me personally. Now, if I offend anybody, I apologize, but that's just
do
how
you,
I
bro.
Feel.
I'm offended.
Do you.
I don't care.
We're this Merle on the move. Do you, bro.
It is what it is, how it was, what it was.
I'm supporting you, man. I'm supporting you. So let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit more then we'll get over here and turn up on the show, man. I'm glad y'all came up, man. We've been talking. Me and you been talking. I just met
right.
Drake. But me and you been talking, so I'm glad you made it up here, bro. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Real talk.
I told you I'll make it.
And we're going to keep this moving, too, man. So what's your next project out? What y'all working on right? Y'all got separate projects? I know you said you got a show tomorrow you're doing up in Waterloo.
Yeah.
So what's going on next, though?
After that, man, we got a our last mixtape was Nonstop Collaboration. And we got next one is coming out, you know what I'm saying, volume 2. We got working on our solo, you know what I'm saying, mixtapes, and at the same time working on solo albums.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Plus I got the little slow jam mix, you know what I'm saying? Some R&B, but still hip hop in the same sense. So we're, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can feel it.
That's what's up. You know, you gotta be versatile. Don't be in one lane, bro.
You know, got a couple projects going on. Still got shows coming up. You know what I mean? Everybody, drink some.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I got a Long Overdue. That's the album. Okay. Working on that.
That's the titled album?
Yeah, album is Long Overdue. We're still working on that. I mean, like he said, we got Volume 2 coming out soon. In October, we're supposed to be flying out to Atlanta and go do some shows with some people I know down there.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, try and make sure we're into the Midwest before we leave and go down south and do some shows and get our name out there. But yeah, we're just making moves. I mean, that's just what we're doing. West up.
That's what's up. I like that, man. All right, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find your music at, man, where they can find you socially and all that. Drink, you go first.
Man, everybody can search for us on number1music.com, soundcloud.com, reverbnation.com, under Young Drink Stains.
You can find me on Instagram, TS3100. I'm on Facebook under my government. Yes, my government.
The government.
Thomas Avant. You see, that's why I don't like you. That's why you wasn't liked in high school.
It's all right.
Thomas Avant Senior on Facebook, and you can find me on Instagram, SoundCloud. I mean, I'm everywhere. Just look it up. You know what I'm saying? Look in TS3. Our Young Drink Stains. The video for Midwest Anthem is coming out real soon.
Yeah, stay tuned.
You know what I'm saying? When you look that up, you're going to see me on there. I mean, just look your boy up.
What's up? Before y'all go, why don't y'all go ahead and say, give me a little shout out. Say y'all listening to Merle on the Move, 89.1 FM.
Hey, man, shout out to Merle on the Move, man, 89.1 FM, man. You know we down through here doing that thing. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yo, this TS3. I'm on Merle on the Move, 89.1 FM. Check in, check out. We out.
Turn up. Drink some.
All right, that was the interview I did Thursday night before we did the show. Shout out to them guys, TS3 and Drank. Let's talk about the show. You guys were there. Via was his first. I think it's the first show you came that.
It was. I'm glad I came, actually.
And Slim, that's like your third one. Their fourth, fifth.
I've been to them all.
Yeah, Brick House supporter. That's what.
He didn't seen it all.
Dave Chappelle, man.
We started Dave Chappelle. That's what I said. Yeah. I can't hate him.
With that right there, right over that recorder.
Yeah, that was a great moment in history of Merle on the Move. These people right now don't even know nothing about that, do they, Slim?
Nah, I put it on Facebook. Y'all want to check it out?
Yes, what's up? Yeah, we did play the interview. What did you think about the show, Bill?
I think it's some great talent that needs to be discovered. I can't think of her names. The two ladies.
T-Flip. The Candies.
T-Flip and Lady Rain. Yeah. Well, no, it's T-Flip and Lady Rain. They are members of the Candies, but
they
weren't doing that material that night. T-Flip can rap.
Mm-hmm. She can rap and that girl can sing.
Yeah,
that can really sing.
Yeah, and
they just sound.
Shout out to them.
That Beyonce beat.
I'm gonna get them back up here. I told her. I told them to come in and do an interview.
Like that, them. Josie Wells.
Shout out to Outlaw Josie Wells.
It was just some nice. It was some good talent. And
from he drove in. You know, these guys didn't even live around here. You know, he's from Kansas City, but I think he drove from Minnesota that night. He said he drove in from Minnesota to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, in the rain. You know, yeah. SOE. Shout out to SOE. My man C. Gray and H2O drove from Davenport. Yeah. They had a death in the family the day before the show.
That's what he was saying.
And they inboxed me and told me they wasn't going to be able to make it. And then that afternoon, they said, man, Legend. They called me Legend. I like that. Shout out to them.
Are they brothers or related somehow?
They're just good friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they said it was coming. And they got here and they turned up. They impressed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Their performance, the Club Bangers. And shout out to the homie, Gutter the Great.
Shout out to Gutter,
that boy,
man.
He turned up.
Hey, if you ain't heard of Gutter the Great, you need to get on. Let me tell you something. First of all, live music is my guilty pleasure. I love somebody that can perform a good song. It's one thing to have a good song, but can you let me live
feel it,
that
yeah,
good
yeah,
song?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. With you. Can you be in the moment?
Minus the fact that I felt like I was at the 97 Source Awards because he had an entire clique up there.
Yeah. But, yeah. There's a BBG. Shout out BBG.
That boy, that he got something. He got a good thing, and I'm glad he. Bro, you found you unwrapped a special Christmas gift there.
Yeah, there's some boys gotta get that go. And also shout out to my man's Go City. Go mm-hmm. City turned up. They came in. And they weren't even on the bill, you know what I'm saying? But I reached out to my man, and he said he'd get his guys together.
Yeah.
And they came through, and they turned up, too, and they brought some people in with them. So we're going to do some more business with them, too, the Brick House is. So, but
man, it was a great show,
what
man.
Is your, and you did a lot of video. You captured a lot of video that night.
I was out there making moves, man.
How you feel about the night?
Man, I had a great night. I was turned up, recording little videos, talking to my guys. You know, it was a good night, man. I had my fam from Davenport come through, you know, SOE and them. They came through. They came out here at Ames and showed everybody a performance. And I can't wait for the next one. When is the next one, bro?
September 26th. September 26th. We'll be part of, Breakouts will be part of the Maximum Ames. Try to do something around here. Try to make it 18 and up.
What is Maximum Ames?
Maximum Ames is a music festival that is held here. Typically it's rock bands, but it's a little hip hop feel to it this year. Had a little hip hop feel to a couple years, is what I was told, but it was on a smaller scale.
Right.
And so we're trying to turn up, make it a whole bigger event.
So do they have one large stage or do they have several
stages?
No,
it's all over. It's different places. Typically, it's all over Ames, but this year it's going to be all downtown. So it'll be some here at the radio station. There'll be some stuff over across the street at the art place. It'll be at Maximum Ames. I mean, at DG's, down at London, at Whiskey River. They'll utilize all these facilities, and it'll be bands and concerts. It's like a 3 or 4 day thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
I'm definitely going to check that out. You guys should.
It'll be more information posted in some of the social sites and stuff like that. And we'll keep coverage on it. And hopefully we can broadcast live from that. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah.
To broadcast our show live while that's going on.
That'd be what's up.
So that'd be a new feature for us.
Ready for that, man.
So it's other things going on too, you know. If you artists out there, you got some music you want, that's edited or wants to get played, if it's hot, bring it through. We feel it's hot, we'll play it.
Yeah.
You got an event going on, you got some kind of, things going on that you want us to talk about, come through. It don't have to be music. It could be something social going on, some political things, or, you know, just some things you want to talk about. I'm open to the public. The door's open. Come on in. I'm in the studio. You can see me from the street,
from
man.
The streets,
you
Mike.
You can see me from the street. Hands up, don't shoot. But, yeah.
Straight up, man.
We're going to go into some, play a little more music, then we'll come back and talk about some social things.
We're going to talk about that. Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. That's a good segue into that. I got some things I'm going to talk about. So, you're listening to Merle on the Move.
Buying purses too easy, paying bills too easy. I wanna be with you, 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 I wanna be with you. Falling on you too easy, splurging on you too easy, buying cars too easy, popping bottles too easy.
Hey, man, shout out to Merle on the Move, man. 89.1 FM, man. You know we down through here doing that thing. You feel what I'm saying?
I'ma throw it all away. You'll never know about to fall.
what's up?
Yo, this TS3. I'm on Merle on the Move 89.1 FM. Check in, check out. We out.
Turn up. Drink some.
She got me up all night. Constant drinking in love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking in love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Down and out with these. She got me open all night. Uh-huh. Got me open all night. Hey.
Hi, Mike.
Reminds me of when people say, fire at will. And I always look at my wife and go, why is everybody always shooting at will? What did Will do?
All right, ready?
I'm as ready as you are.
This is Rick from KHI Radio, and we have Guilty in the house.
What up?
And you're the DJ that hosts Rock of the Ages, right?
Yes, indeed. I am the host of Rock of the Ages Friday night at 8 p.m. right here on our fabulous station, KHOI FM 89.1.
That's great. How do you classify your show?
I classify my show as a classic rock piece. But as I often say, the best way I have of describing my show is the first sentence that came out of my mouth when I went on the air with it 2 years ago here at KHOI. I said, you know, I'm as big a fan of Stairway to Heaven and Kashmir as the next guy, but Led Zeppelin had a heck of a lot of other music. The point being, Rick, I find the deep cuts, the cuts that weren't picked by the A&R guys from any given album of great rock groups, from The Doors to The Rolling Stones to The Who.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big Beat. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly in its brilliance, others mean a roof of the Western dream. I love the friends I have gathered together at this thin raft. We have constructed pyramids in honor of our escaping. This is the land where the Pharaoh died. Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered, they are saying, forget the night, live with us in forests of azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone, immaculate. Now listen to this, I'll tell you about the heartache. I'll tell you about the heartache and the loss of God. I'll tell you about the hopeless night.
Well, let's hear that number now that's shooting up the charts, called Little Red Rooster.
Zeppelin, of course, the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, Manfred Mann.
My lover.
Dig deep into the records, and I pull out the songs that you never hear, the ones that never got picked as singles, never played on the radio. The only way that you hear these songs is if you're avid music listeners, avid record collectors like we were, and know the music in and out. A great example is that first show, one of the songs that I played was a song by The Doors off of, I believe it was L.A. Woman, but we'll have to check that to be certain. But anyway, it's a song called Cars Hiss By My Window, and it's just this obscure 2.5-minute piece. It's really good, but the only way you'd have heard of it is if you bought the record and listened to it incessantly like I did. And I was telling my brother Christopher at the time, who was really excited about the fact that I was getting my own show, that I was going to play this song, and he looks at me and he says, Alan, there's like 3 people in the world that are familiar with that song, and you and I are 2 of them, and the other one, Jim Morrison, is dead. So it's about finding the stuff that your average radio station isn't going to bother to play because the A&R guys didn't think it was a song worth giving airtime to.
The cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. The cars hiss by my window like the waves down on the beach. I got this girl beside me, but she's out of reach. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall. Headlight through my window, shining on the wall.
can't hear my baby, though I call and call.
Especially popular radio.
Especially.
At that time.
Particularly right. Popular radio. At right. That time, or even throughout the last 40 years and into our time,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I mean, even still, I find records from modern day groups with songs deep inside them that never get played on the radio. So that's what it's about.
I think that's great. I mean, definitely, I've heard your shows many times, as you well know, and I've even been with you during your shows. And I just think, you know, your shows are really nice as far as playing the deep cuts. And your knowledge of music definitely is very interesting to listen to. And not only that, but your commentary about things. Your personality is more personal, like your closest buddy talking to you one-on-one.
Well, yeah. And
so you kind of have that delivery, which is great.
Yeah, I chose that. It comes perfectly naturally to me, but I also, there was a point at which I made a conscious decision for that to be my on-air
persona,
which isn't very much different at all than my off-air persona.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from my initial, very first radio guru. He sat me down as he was preparing me to be on his show 10 years ago.
So he had a mentor.
Yeah, of
I
sorts.
Guess you can say.
Of sorts. Sure, we'll call him that. And he said, look, three things happen to a person when they sit down in front of the microphone. The first thing is they freeze up and hem and haw and spaz out a little bit. The second thing is they turn on their radio voice and they become this guy from FM blah 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 blah, and they, you know, they amp
right.
they amp it way up.
Right.
And then the third thing is the guy that just feels as though he's sitting across the broadcast desk from his best buddy and he's just having a conversation with his best friend or his best circle of friends, and He's just talking. And that was the easiest path for me, is to just go into it thinking, you know, there may be thousands of people out there hearing my show right now, and I can either let that completely freak me out, or I can ignore that and think that I'm just sitting across the desk from Rick and having a conversation about good music. And that's how I found my on-air persona, which, as I said, isn't much different than
right.
my off-air persona.
My wild love went riding. She rode all the day. She rode to the devil and asked him to pay. The devil was wiser. It's time to asked her to give back the money she spent. My wild love went riding. She rode to the sea. She gathered together some shells for her head. She rode and she rode. She wants to be heard. Yes. My wild love went riding. She rode for an hour. She rode and she rested. And then she rode on.
Right. Come on.
Your show, to sum up, how would you describe it?
Oh, I think music by bands that we know and love and haven't heard from for a long time. Songs that you rarely hear, if ever, and an opportunity to sit back and rediscover the bands that we've always known and loved, and then be sort of reintroduced to them from, as I said, music from them that we may have never heard before. And it's just a rock and roll guy like me and the listeners out there kicking back and having a conversation through the music.
It's great. Thank you. Thank you for being here, Gildy. It's nice to have you on, and it's nice to kind of create awareness for other DJs like you. I do a late night show. So
I appreciate it very much, Rick. Thanks so much. 8 p.m. Friday nights. Be there this Friday. One segment, at least, is going to be beer drinking songs. So grab yourself a 12-pack, kick back, and enjoy. Thank you.
If you've just tuned in to this original programming from the heart of Iowa on KHOI 89.1 FM Story City Ames, a program featuring a patchwork quilt of artists, public speakers, and individuals of note in central Iowa. I am Cynthia McClure, and I was your host for today's Heart of Iowa. Today's focus was on KHOI's evening DJ shows. This was an opportunity for you, the listener, to hear what we have to offer in the evenings on your community-supported radio, KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. Merle on the Move is a sports, hip-hop, and social-political show with a blend of great music and guests stopping in to discuss their viewpoints. One of the celebrity interviews that started Merle on the Move was Dave Chappelle when he visited Iowa in 2013. From that point on, Merle has been a fixture on KHOI and has worked with many people finding out what's really going on in the Midwest. If you're interested in finding out more about Merle on the Move, go to Facebook and look him up. That's Merle on the Move Facebook. Or if you would like to contact him via email, his email is brickhousemanagementgroup@gmail.com. That's brickhousemanagementgroup@gmail.com. You can also listen to Merle on the Move every Saturday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here on KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. I would like to thank Rick Morrison for his interview with another KHOI evening DJ, Rock of Ages creator and host, Gildy, whose love of classic rock brings out the hidden gems, deep tracks, and unheard-of music from great bands throughout the years. Fans and listeners can contact Gildy via his email at gildy1968@gmail.com. That's gildy1968@gmail.com. Please put Rock of Ages on the subject line, that's R-O-T-A, as an identifier for Gildy. You can also contact Gildy on Facebook. Just look up Rock of Ages. You can listen to Rock of Ages every Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames. Today I shared two of KHOI's evening DJs who have gained recognition for their style and expertise in presenting not only ideas and information to our listening audience, but are receptive to the changes happening in our community, as well as respecting the music of the past. I hope you have enjoyed this original programming here on KHOI. If you would like more information about this or other programs, visit our website, khoifm.org. That's khoifm.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell your friends and friend us on Facebook to hear updates and information about your community radio from the Heart of Iowa. Today's program was produced and engineered by Cynthia McClure. Heart of Iowa is a radio production training workshop as well as a radio show. If you would like to join our team as a reporter, contact us at 515-292-2878. That's 515-292-2878. Or contact us through our website, khoifm.org. Your participation as an audience and your generous donations help make KHOI possible. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on the radio.